Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 10th of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it's general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And as always, if you're listening to this on a free podcast, we'd love to have you as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial at marcustoday.com.au. You get access to our wonderful Facebook discussion group for members only, also our members' exclusive podcast, and of course all the wonderful goodies in the newsletter every day: money-making ideas, model portfolios, macro, stock-specific, you name it, it's in there. Even today in Henry's Take, I have a way for you to get to the moon. It's far easier than you think. All right. Well, that's it on the promotional side of things. Let's go to the scores on the doors as we usually do. Dow Jones closing down 9 points, a big 9 points, 0.02% down. However, 9 points is pretty good, seeing as at one stage we were down a countdown, a 3-2-1, down 321 points at its low, up 100 points at its high. The Nasdaq closed up 0.3%, 53 points, 16,307. And the S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, as always, up 0.14%, 8 points to 52.10. The Russell 2000 was up 7 points, or 0.34%, better than all of them, to 2,081. The VIX Volatility Index fell 1.4% to 14.98. However, at one stage, it was rocking and rolling above 16. So there is a little bit of volatility out there at the moment ahead of these crucial CPI numbers, and of course we've got the Fed heads out and about as well. Also, we have Bullard out and about talking. He's no longer part of the Fed. He works for a university, but certainly quite a high-profile ex-Fed head. Now, we do get that CPI on Wednesday in the US, 8:30 in the US. The economists are going for an increase in 0.3% in March on a month-over-month basis. So that is the crucial number. A Fed Fund futures trading data suggests a roughly 42% chance that rates will hold steady in June. 42% chance that rates will hold steady in June. So that is something to bear in mind. Nvidia last night had a little bit of a downward push. We did get some news that a couple of mega caps were looking at producing competing chips to Nvidia, so that kept them under a little bit of pressure last night. 12 S&P 500 stocks hit fresh highs on Tuesday, and we did see Arm and Alphabet, those two companies very much in the eating Nvidia's lunch space at the moment. So copper still very much to the fore. We did see a good rise from Freeport MacMoran as well last night, as well as BHP, and we'll get on to that in a minute. Interestingly, coming out of the US last night, hedge funds selling stock and stepping up bearish wagers against equities at the fastest pace in 3 months. That was last week, the biggest selling week for hedge funds since mid-January. So certainly there are some people taking a contrary view in terms of where the US market is going. Another big news last night from the US, Boeing down around 2%. That obviously affected the Dow. Boeing is a big part of the Dow 30 stocks. It was down more than 2% after the New York Times said regulators were investigating claims from a whistleblower as well. So that's certainly something to bear in mind. In terms of bond yields in the US, US 10 years, 4.362. So we did see bond yields falling, which was a good thing. We saw the US 2 years, 4.743, down 5 basis points. The Aussie 10s back down to 4.119. Wasn't so long ago that we had the Aussie 10-year and the US 10-year pretty much at parity. Now they have blown out to around 25 basis points of difference. So that is interesting there. Bitcoin had a bit of a tumble. We haven't got long till the great halving, event, although some commentators suggesting that the halving has already been built into the price. It fell 3.4% last night. The Aussie dollar, 66.26. The US dollar index slightly eased. We had European markets slightly easier as well. They probably saw the Dow down, Boeing not helping there. And of course, some jitters ahead of this CPI event, which is coming out. We do have the PPI afterwards, but we're not got a lot to go on here today. The SPY futures up 24 points. Another good day potentially in store. It is all about resources, though, at the moment. We had a 35-point gain yesterday, up nearly half a percent, 78.24. Resources very much in focus yesterday, at 1.4%, the resource index. The banks lagging a little bit, 0.8%. So it is all about resources. In terms of US stocks last night, Nvidia, as I say, down on the back of those plans from AMD and also from Google as well. AMD was up 0.5%, Nvidia down 2%, Netflix down 1.6%, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 0.5%, Tesla continuing its rally up 2.3%, a little bit on autonomous cars today in Henry's take as well, Amazonians up 0.3%, the Alphabetti Spaghetti up 1.3%, Microsoft up 0.4%, Apple up 0.7%, so not bad in tech with the exception of Nvidia. US banks, which of course first cab off the rank, if you like, in terms of reporting season. We had Bank of America up 0.6%, Goldman Sachs unchanged, Morgan Stanley up 0.9%, CBA overseas was up 0.8%, ResMed had a good night last night, up 3.5%, European banks eased, Barclays down 2.22%, three little ducks, and UBS are down 1.3%, Deutsche down 2% as well. Let's look across to the commodity space and oil coming off the boil at the moment on the back, I guess, of reduced tensions in the Middle East. That's certainly helping out there. We had Brent crude down $1.19 or 1.3%, back down below $90 a barrel, 89.4. We had WTI down $1.20, down 1.38% to 86 bucks. Gold, despite the fact that we had, bond yields falling, gold was up again, $13.70, up 0.6%, 23.52.6. The US dollar index not doing much, but maybe with interest rates falling a little bit, that's helping the gold price, which continues to push ever higher. I guess at some stage the bubble will burst, but for now, doesn't look like it. Platinum up 2.1%, silver up 1.2%, copper continuing to push higher, up 0.4%, nickel, bit of a bounce back in nickel, up nearly 3%, aluminium up 0.2%, zinc up 2%, lead up 0.8%, tin up 4.5%, good for Metals X, of course, they have the Renison tin exposure there. Iron ore also having a good bounce, up 3.6%, back up to $107.90, restocking. And of course, China coming back on stream after that two-day holiday last week, and hoping that the Chinese authorities will stimulate more in terms of their economy. So hopes there, iron ore bouncing well and truly off $100. Coal and uranium pretty much unchanged. Lithium was up slightly. Looking at our miners overseas, well, the commodity rally continues. It is a boom. Make no mistake, there is a boom going on in commodities. It just may not be in all of the commodities, mainly lithium and iron ore being a little left out. But BHP up 1.3%, Rio up 1.8%, Freeport-McMoRan up 2.6%, Anglo-American up 1.7%, Arcadium Lithium, which had a good day yesterday, was down 1.3%, Albemarle down 1.9%, but SQM up 3.5%, and Sigma up 1.8%. And interestingly, the oil and gas sector in the US and the UK, we had Exxon, Chevron and Shell all up 0.5%. Turning to our market today, a couple of big things happening early on. At 10 o'clock, you have the choice of watching the Matildas play Mexico in a friendly or watching a speech by Jim Chalmers on the new M&A landscape as he announces a bit of a crackdown and a shake-up on mergers in Australia. So that is going to be probably slightly more interesting, I guess, for market watchers than the Matildas. but it could be line ball. And some of the news out this morning, Piedmont Lithium, PLL, has noted JV partners have agreed to complete ongoing capital project initiatives and continue operations at North American Lithium. Wildcat Resources has discovered Luke pegmatite at Tabba Tabba. That one always quite a volatile stock. And ASM, Australian Strategic Materials, has acquired an option over up to 75% of rare earth rights at Caspin Resources Mount Squires project. A lot of talk at the moment on rare earths and a lot of things happening on rare earths. Unfortunately, the price of rare earths is still very much in the doldrums, but emerged last night that Gina Hancock's Hancock Prospecting had got a 5.3% interest rather in MP Materials, which is a Las Vegas headquartered company in the rare earth space. And that is an interesting one. 2.85 billion market cap US in that one. So Brazilian rare earths generally in demand at the moment for whatever reason. But at the moment, certainly there's a lot of action happening in Brazilian rare earths. A list of some of those Brazilian rare earths in my stuff today. But Lynas was at one stage in merger discussions with MP Materials. For those of us old enough to remember, MP Materials in a previous incarnation was Molycorp. All it needs now is for the rare earths price to increase. Of course, Gina Rinehart has got some interest elsewhere in the rare earth space. She has a share in Arafura, 10% of that one. She also has 5.9% of Brazilian rare earths as well. So she does have a bit of a play there. There was some rumours yesterday that Liontown was back in her sights. She has, of course, a 20% stake in Liontown. AIC Mines guiding to March quarter 3 to 3.2,000 tonnes of copper in concentrate in investor presentation. So a little bit of news out from there. Elders upgraded to a buy from neutral at Citi. Target increased to $8.50 from $7.30. Tabcorp downgraded to underweight from neutral at JP Morgan. Target price cut there, though, to 67 cents from 70 cents. Ansell, having that good bounce yesterday, upgraded to neutral from negative at Evans & Partners. Target increase there to $24.50 from $24. JP Morgan has upgraded it to overweight from neutral. Target increase there to $29.20 from $26. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare upgraded to buy from neutral at UBS. Target increase there to $29.10 New Zealand from $28.50. Talking New Zealand, we do get the RBNZ out today as well. Widely expected not to move rates in New Zealand. And that, as they say, is about it so far today. That's it from me. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And may the trading gods be with you. And as always, if you've been listening to this on a free podcast, we'd love to have you as part of the Marcus Today community. Give us a go. It's a free trial, marcustoday.com.au.